This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, as easy as it would be to do receipts with Rico regarding Michigan State's flaccid approach to three-point shooting, I'm not going to do that.
No, Mike. I would be disappointed if you didn't know, because you have said it all year long. This team can't shoot threes. And Mike Woodson said, hey, guys, we're going to let you shoot all the threes you want. You're 4 for 23. Go ahead.
Oof. No, we are starting somewhere different. We have what I think, and Rico, it's a great find by Rico. We have the Lions just continuing their path to being wholly unlikable. And the talk and the hubris and, in my mind, the delusion. And we're going to get to it at three, because one of your players – It may as well be Jim Costa talking. I just, again, enough. Go to work. We're going to get to it at three. I want to start with something, though. Good news, bad news. And I don't know about you, Rico. I like getting the bad news out of the way. So let me give you the spring training good news, bad news report, and then a question.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Michigan State had a party last night all dressed up, nowhere to go, and the party didn't happen.
No, I kind of smirked at that. Here's the bad news. The bad news is starting pitcher Estelle Getty has hip inflammation and won't make opening day.
Cobb, you mean?
Rue McClanahan has hip inflammation. So Alex Cobb, noted old guy who basically was retired, but you went, but wait, here's $15 million. He got a hip problem. He won't be ready for opening day. Now, bad news, right? You don't want to start the year with an... Okay, you really enjoyed that, huh? Fun fact, by the way, the Golden Girls are still on TV all the time.
I know.
I was scrolling around I was trying to do the Rico Beard College Hoops program last night, and I'm like, the Golden Girl, still in syndication. Mm-hmm. So there's your bad news. Now I want to offer you good news, right? Listen, if you're commuting a little later today, it's going to be a blizzard. We're gonna do the best we can to entertain you. Two hands on the wheel, please. Let me give you some good news. Javi Baez is cleared for opening day. But this comes with a question. A, if he is here on opening day is one of the questions. It's twofold, Rico. I want to know, do the people, and I'm starting with you, obviously, do the people believe Javi Baez will break camp with this team and be on this roster on opening day? Yes or no? And how will it make you feel about this team? And let's be very clear. If it doesn't bother you in the least, you don't have anything to be ashamed of. I'm not going to yell and scream, but I'm also not making fun of people who go, the sight of this man makes me like my team less. But I'm fascinated. Now, Scott Harris famously now, a couple months ago, gave himself every out. Ifs and buts and maybes and checkpoints and bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Well, we're here now. Spring training has started. Javi's cleared for opening day. He's here. So, Rico, I start with you. This is like a game show. Do you believe Javi will be here opening day? And if so, your reaction to that?
Yeah, I do. I do think he will make the roster on opening day. I think he will be here on opening day. I think he will be a part of the lineup. I think they will try to put him out there at shortstop and start him on opening day. Why? That's just what they do. It would frustrate the hell out of me because you saw what happens. And by you, I mean the Tigers organization saw what happened when he left to go get himself worked on. Look, I'm not saying Trey Sweeney's the answer, but to me, I felt better because I could deal with, you know, okay play coming from a younger player than that coming from Javi because the expectations, he's not going to reach them. So that's when my frustration kicks in is, no, I don't want to see him back out there. I just want them to move on. I want them to Allen Iverson him. Just pay him his money and tell him he doesn't have to show up to the ballpark.
Does that come complete with living at MGM?
Yes, wherever. Wherever you want to go. Just not at Comerica Park.
Okay, so Rico's made his statement clear. I'm a little murkier. And hear me. No one hates Javi the way I do. I mean, it's a bloodlust. I cannot stand him. I hated him every stop of his career. I damn near got sick on the air when you signed him. However, is it wrong of me, Rico, or perhaps a sign of emotional maturity? I'm just going to let it play out. And if the team's winning, I'm just going to have to live with it. But yet, if they lose, then and only then will it kick in and bother me. Does that make any sense?
It does. And it is emotional maturity on your part. It's saying, yeah, let's see. Maybe they can somehow win without him. Or you know what? Or maybe he contributes to the team and actually helps them to win. I guess
it wouldn't take much, would it? No, Think about that. It really wouldn't take much for you just not to kill this team.
No, you're right. But I've reached that point where I don't think it's going to happen. And I'm just ready to move on and let Sweeney do it.
Well, here's your problem with Sweeney. See, this is still the issue. Sweeney's a left-handed shortstop. He's not going to play against lefties. You need a platoon there. And they just don't have the organizational wherewithal right now. Now, if this was June of 2026, the McGonagall conversation happens. And I say June because of service time manipulation.
Right.
But I'd love to hear from Kenny, David, the people. Guys, all jokes aside about Cobb, that's not good news, right? Like, you don't want to start the year down a pitcher. And look, I don't like a lot of their options. Cobb, Maeda, Mize, these people don't exist in my world.
No.
Just go out there and don't kill us.
40-year-old pitcher, hip, yeah.
It's just a bad way to start when we all joked around about signing a 37-year-old who's basically missed two full seasons and thought he was on the couch. But I want the Baez thing. Guys, is he going to be here opening day? And if so, your reaction, because he's been cleared. He did it. He rehabbed. He did it. He cleared all of Scott's checkpoints. 248-539-9797. And if you think I'm out of my mind for somehow just saying, look, if they win, I'll live with it, versus the sight of this man makes me want to projectile vomit. Guys, I'm just trying to find a way through it. I don't understand keeping him around, but in the same sense, what did I just say? They need a right-handed bat who can platoon it short. They do. And again, it's day. I mean, Rico, what day is this of Bregman watch?
Seems like day 100. Because, yeah, we wanted him, David wanted him as a Christmas present. So it's been a while.
You know the problem? I'm like a little kid. The present I wanted for Christmas, I don't want no more. I don't even know if I want the
Mike.
I don't know what's up or down.
No, here's the thing. I think wherever team he goes to, there's a better chance of buyer's remorse than feeling like you actually won something.
Maybe. I don't know. You just better pray it doesn't turn into Anthony Rendon, but we'll leave that alone. David, your thoughts. Kenny, your thoughts. The Baez factor. He's cleared. Is he here? And if he is, your reaction?
Yeah, he's here. He's here.
Hot bread.
Sadly, he's here, and my reaction would be, well, I expected it. I didn't expect anything to change. I didn't expect him to buy him out. I didn't expect him to come training camp or come spring training to say, well, you know, we're going in a different direction. I didn't really expect that with the team. So this is exactly what I expected. I'm not happy about it. I'm angry about it. But I don't feel I have any energy to be angry. It is okay. What it is.
See, Rico, he just hit on something here. Maybe I've been broken. Like, I don't have the ability to chair drop myself. Literally and figuratively. I don't
know
have the touchscreen.
Let me help you.
Thank you. Thank you. My spine thanks you. I guess the team has been so stubborn about it and so obtuse about it. I don't have the energy to get up here and start yelling and screaming about it. I'm kind of like David. I've just accepted it. And if he starts killing the team and the team gets out to a bad start, then and only then will I be able to, like, reinvigorate the anger.
Okay.
I've accepted it. He's here.
But see, here's why I don't want it to happen. Because I don't think you're going to have the Christmas miracle that happened at the end of the season where you got red hot and the Twins just got ice cold because you fell in such a deep hole. It took everything, a perfect storm to happen for you to make the playoffs. How about we just don't start the year off with a foot in the grave? How about we just start the year off winning?
I like that.
Okay. That's why I would be frustrated. Let's just win. Even if you're playing 500 baseball, you're setting yourself for a chance that, okay, a good 10-game streak and boom, you're leading in the division. Rather than it seems like you start the year off and you're already 7 games, below 500.
People, let's get to it. We got a jam-packed show today, and no matter how your day ends, and hopefully it's not in the snow driving home, we got you. The Javi issue to start, we got to get to this Lions thing. You got a Lions player doing some more talking, which is basically what they do best, and I'm kind of done with it. Like, you know what? Humble up, go to work, we'll see you next year. Don't need it, but we're still doing it. And at 4, I got to mix it in. Pistons versus the league. Pistons, good story. League, unwatchable poop. I don't know what to do anymore. Last night was a personal affront to professionalism. Not by the Pistons, but by the league they exist in. We're going to talk about that. Oh, by the way, State just missed another 3. We got a whole lot to do today. 97.1.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, let's get to the people. The Javi question. Look, it was good news, bad news. I mean, the bad news, Alex Cobb, a.k.a. Estelle Getty, bad hip. Not going to start the season. Not going to be ready for opening day. You've got some pitching depth. The Javi thing, I mean, yes, I called it good news just because it makes good radio. He's cleared for opening day. While you've been in a football slumber or maybe enjoying Rico's college basketball dance party, oh no, Javi's still here. Hi, it's me again. And he is cleared for opening day. So we've asked the question, is he going to debut with this team? And how does it make you feel about your ball club? And while I agree with everything Rico's saying, I think I've yelled about it so much over the years. I think I've been so right about it all along. I don't give a damn about patting myself on the back. I didn't want to be right. It's one of the worst signings in the history of the sport. I'm done. I can't make them change. I can't get them to just buy this guy out. So I'm in. Rico, what are your stages of grief? Acceptance is like the third one, right?
Fifth.
I'm in the final stage of grief. Acceptance.
You just accept.
I have accepted this. So that's what we're rapping about with you, the people. David, a few ticket texts, and then we'll get to the callers. Go ahead, buddy.
Baez will be on this team for at least a couple of months. They want to see how he looks after the injury, after getting surgery or whatever, but that's what it will be. Ryan in Ypsilanti. Someone says, Harvey Baez will not be on the team on opening day, and if he is, we are going to start slow once again. I'm sorry. I thought he was saying something else. I needed to edit there, so we're good.
Yeah, but here's what I would tell. You know, Rico, I don't know if you agree or disagree with this. If you start out slow and Javi Baez is the reason, then the rest of your team's no good. Javi can't be the reason you win and lose. That means the margins are too thin. Like last year, you were not a good baseball team for 120 games. Losing games 2-1 and Javi gets thrown out because he's in space off second base in Cleveland, or he goes 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position and you lose a game 3-2, you go, well, yes, we're losing because of Javi, but we're not that good anyways. If you think this team is good, they can't be losing because of Javi. Javi will just be a wart on an elephant's ass, and you live with it.
See, I don't know, because when you look at the team, Mike, they got better once he was not there.
I know.
Same
thing. I know, but how much of the last 45 games am I supposed to consider being real versus a Disney movie? You know what I mean? That's the problem. You're right. They did get better. But, Rico, they
almost immediately better.
Addition by subtraction. Rico wins. David, go ahead, and then I'll go to the callers. Rico won, me none.
That's okay. I can hit a 3-2.
Honestly, Rico versus Bob Fiddler. I'm taking Rico in the shooting contest.
Someone says, yes, Javi will be on the opening day roster. Number two, I will be furious. Then he says, 2A, nice job signing Methuselah.
Yeah, I'm leaving it alone. I don't want to be right on stuff like that. But if I made a top 10 of free agent pitchers, I would have picked up the phone. Cobb wouldn't have been on it. And that list doesn't include guys like Corbin Burns. I'm talking, you know, shout out Jim Costa, value signings. $15 million to Cobb was not on my bingo board, fellas. To the people. Let's go to Drew, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, pal?
Hey, guys. My thing with Javi is it depends on a lot what happens with Bregman. If we get Bregman, I'm fine with Javi, because then I still think that we improve. If we don't get Bregman, I need Javi out of there, because then I still think we improve, because then we get rid of his negative war.
Well, you've called in about Bregman, so let me ask you a question, Drew. Yesterday, we dedicated a lot of the show to it, and we had good conversation with people. Rico and I are like-minded. I can't work past 5 years with this guy. I want to know where you're at. Are you in the at-all-cost sign him, or are you like us where you go, look, you got to put a line in the sand? This is bad news.
No, I'm definitely lying in the sand. I think he's a good improvement for 2 to 3 years, and then you just kind of eat the cost after that. We cannot have him for 6 or 7 years. But I still think if we get him, we improve for at least a couple years. And
well, that's the thing that kills me too, Drew. If I have to get texted another one of these, and it's stupid because it doesn't factor in defense. Well, Vierling's numbers are close to okay. One guy's a Gold Glove third baseman. The other guy just stands there. Like, just stop. It's immediate improvement. I agree with you completely, Drew. But yeah, this contract, the saga. I'm almost to a point I'd rather the team start the year and then get in the trade market, weaponize some of the prospects, and go get your guy.
Can't argue with that.
No, and we'll say, I mean, Drew, the guy's got to decide. I mean, for Christ's sakes. Baseball's insane, Drew. Like, have a deadline. That's it. It should never get to this point. It's absolutely ridiculous. Appreciate the call. We'll go over to Connor, 97.1. Connor, what's going on, buddy?
Fellas, I got a comment and then a question for you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
So first of all, I mean, I accept the fact that Javi Baez is going to be here, but if he's batting higher than .700 in our lineup, I will be physically ill. Like I don't even really want to talk about Baez. But
okay.
My question is, how bad was Gleyber Torres at shortstop for the Yankees? Now, obviously, he wasn't good because he moved, but if correct me if I'm wrong, he came up as a shortstop, and yeah. Obviously he's a right-handed bat. In a situation, could we put him back at short? Cole Keith hits all right against lefties. We could put him back at second, and I mean, obviously, it's still up in the air with Torkelson, like if we can even have him at first.
Connor, let me say this, okay? I love the creativity. I'm not breaking your balls about that. But what you have just offered Metro Detroit and the newly minted 1901 Society is two M-dot barrels at short and second. And I'll even give you the blinking light reflectors if you like. I'll throw those in for free. You can't, Connor, you cannot have a middle infield of Gleyber at short and Cole Keith at second. I mean, forget about it. You may as well have two guys in wheelchairs.
Does he just have a noodle arm? Like, does he not have the range? Like, what is it?
It's really both. He can't move. Look, Connor, the Yankees didn't want him playing second base. When they traded for Jazz Chisholm, they wanted him to move to third, and Gleyber said, go bleep yourself. And the Yankees went, well, then great. You're not playing for us anymore. Now this offseason, Connor, he turned down more money from the Nationals, and I believe more years, because the Nationals were only interested in him as a third baseman. So it's just, Connor, he's a one-year Band-Aid. You hope he comes in. You hope he plays well. Did I like the signing? No. I think Gleyber goes from having Juan Soto protecting him in the order to, I don't know, pick a tiger.
Riley Green.
Yeah, sure. And again, then if I say what's really on my mind, people are going to think I don't like Riley, yet I do. It's not the way I would run things. It's not the way I would do things. I'm not going to be dishonest, Rico, and be like, well, they got worse. No, that's not fair. They got incrementally better. But that's a snooze to me. And I'm not mad at Connor getting creative, but like we talked about this yesterday. Remember we had the guy call in about Alonso, and I'm right. Like, right, but Keith's at first base for a reason. He cannot play second. And before you say, well, Keith came up as a third baseman, his arm will fall out of socket. He can't do it. So they're kind of stuck. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yes, I would be very upset. I would be very frustrated. Not upset. I would be very frustrated.
Okay, so let me ask this question. I'll get more of the people. I have just received a missive from a very passionate Tiger fan who works at this station. I want to, and there's no foul language in it. I want to read to you the quote, and I want you to tell me if this text encapsulates what the entire market is feeling. Fair?
Fair.
All right, we're going to do that next. And 3 o'clock, we've got Lions. They're talking again. Why are you talking? You didn't win a playoff game. We'll get to it. All right, so before I get to the people, I want to read this to you. And before you turn away and shudder when I tell you who it is, just this is measured, okay? I think it's decently measured for this guy. I received a text from Jeff Rieger. He's a P1 of the show. He's listening. Quote, the Tigers were 24-10 once they kicked Javi to the 60-day IL. That's factual. If he's on the team this season, there's zero reason for people to care about this team. Close quote. Is that really what the audience feels, Rico?
Yeah.
Like, have I gone to acceptance phase and I shouldn't?
Yeah, you've gone to acceptance phase, Mike, because I think you did all the yelling and screaming that you could and nothing happened. So now, you know what? Whatever. If you want to bring him back, do what you want to do. You're not listening to me. But yes, when all of a sudden you're seeing memes out there of Sister Jean striking out Javi, you've reached rock bottom.
When you showed me that last year, bar none, one of the funniest things I saw all year. I admit it. I know that was unbelievable. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Kevin, 97.1. Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike? Thanks for the topic. Thanks for letting me be part of the show. I think what we're seeing here is a strategy to just try to do some damage control on the losses. I think that they're using the surgery and they're going to strategically place him in situations that they think he can be. I mean, he might just crap his pants and there's no helping, but maybe if they could put him in situations where it doesn't look that bad anymore, maybe they could just save a couple million bucks at the end of the day. And this is just a strictly, you know, a bottom line kind of strategy to you know, have this one last ditch effort to get out of it.
I don't think you're totally crazy. I don't. And realistically, look, it's been so bad. It's been so egregious, Kevin. You're right. That even moderate improvement, like if Javi's just bad, but within shouting distance of below average, they can justify it. Because the alternative is lighting the money on fire. I mean, I'm with you. I would never run my ball club this way. But we know what they're doing. That's how you end up with Maeda. It's how you end up with Alex Cobb. It's how you end up with Gleyber Torres. They are waiting for the kids. Mm-hmm. And part of this is, how do we patchwork this until McGonagall season, you know, All-Star break 26 or whatever it's going to be? I don't have to like it, but I think that's what they're doing, Kev.
Yeah, no, I tend to have to agree with you there. And it's like, I just try to tread the line of, you know, where am I going to be at, you know, in my state of mind, because I'm a baseball guy. You know, I got seats and I'm down at the park. I live here. This is the team that I have to watch.
Sure.
And I think that they're trying something. So I can't go into this. I'm not going to care. And if he's out there, then forget about it. It's like, well, damn, then now I don't have baseball. Then, you know what I mean? Now what?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm a true.
Well, like here, stay with me for this. So stay with me for this. Here, what if there's this is how sick this is, by the way. Rico, Kevin, both, and all of Detroit. Hear me when I'm saying this. Everybody stick with me. So if you take, out of his three seasons in Detroit, if you took the middle ground, meaning not his first year here where he was, I'll be polite, he was below average, but it wasn't vomit-inducing. Mm-hmm. Then you started to throw up in 2023. By 24, you averted your eyes. He had an OPS plus of 91 his first year here. Then 63, then last year, the lowest OPS plus and the lowest OPS in the history of the sport, 46. What if he just repeated 2023? Would that be enough for you to be a 0.7 WAR player?
Yeah, you know what, Kevin, I can't speak for you. The bar is so low that, yes, that would be enough for me. And it's not that I'm not going to watch the Tigers. It's just the frustration, Kevin. That's where I'm at. It was like me watching the basketball game last night. Am I going to keep watching State? Yes. Yeah. Was I frustrated that they couldn't hit a three-pointer? Absolutely.
We'll take that.
Yeah,
Kev,
no,
would you
totally
sign
agree.
Up for that?
Oh, sign up for what, Mike?
The middle ground.
I would sign up for the middle ground. I still think it's a means to an end. I don't think they're going to be like, All right, now we can keep this guy around. I still think it's a way to ship him out and just try to recuperate some money and move forward, and Scott Harris gets to be the hero. He is a smart baseball guy. I don't think he gets enough credit. He is smart. But you can be too smart. Yeah, I guess at the same time, I don't think they're going to cross the line.
You can both things can be true that he's a smart baseball man, but I do not like the way they're going about things, which, if they're being totally honest with everyone, it's that, wait for the kids. Last year was a happy accident. You know, last year was Kenny Cott. He blacked out. Somehow he dropped the best pickup line he ever had, and he scored. Happy accident. You don't remember a lot of it, but it's a happy accident.
Right. They couldn't repeat it if he tried.
Right. They weren't. Right. Or he had a good hair night, but he can't replicate it. That's last year. Because otherwise, this was going to be a long build. And I think every decision they've made, you know, again, the argument I got into with people last year was like, look, Wyatt Langford should have been the pick. Well, if we took him, we don't get McGonagall. I don't care, because I'm not sitting here waiting for 2026 or 27 when I can put a guy in my lineup now. A guy who was good enough for the World Series champs to be batting cleanup for a lot of the year. And again, I'm not telling you he's Babe Ruth, but I have a different approach to it. All the while, you know, you're sitting here and you don't know when Max Clark comes up or when McGonagall comes up, and you sure as hell don't know if they're any good. So look, the reason I say it, I'll land the plane. I'm sorry, Rico. It's just, yes, Scott Harris is smart. He can be both smart, and yet we have a right as a fan base or baseball people to not necessarily agree with every move he makes. I don't like the kicking the can down the road, to use Rico's phrase. And you're right with Javi. It does. It feels like, well, what if we could steal $4 million in value? It's just like,
I mean, look,
really?
How low the bar is. We're just, okay, can you just do this? And then I'll be okay with it.
I'm so glad you said that, because that is the ultimate acceptance phase, Mike. I cannot accept the middle ground for Javi. I get it. And I said I'm not going to yell, but that's not what I'm going to take. No.
What? Oh, hey, Pontiff, what do you want from me?
I don't know.
What am I supposed to tell
you? I don't know.
Do you think I'm happy? Listen, here's the role I'm playing. I'm the doctor, and I have to walk in and tell Nona in front of her family she's got 2 weeks to live. What do you want from me? This is not my design.
Well, can't
this
we
doesn't
at least
pump me up.
We can't get 17 days out of it?
Well, maybe we'll steal a little value. Maybe she can make raviolis one more time. I don't know. I don't know what you people want from me.
No, but
David,
it just feels as if it's just not even acceptance phase. It's just throwing your hands up in the air, like, whatever phase. All right, sure, whatever. I don't care anymore.
I've kind of reached that place. David, on the ticket text, please, and then we'll get some football.
I unfortunately fully expect Javi to play on opening day, and instead of throwing chairs in my anger, it'll be throwing cars instead.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Ryan says, I personally hope Harvey is still here. Root for radio. We already get Patricia and his moo-moo going to Ohio State. I want Root for Radio BOGO.
I love how our anguish and, you know, general hypertension is what people are rooting for. Fantastic.
Screw Javi, worst player in baseball. He will be starting opening day, typical Tigers. Jeff from Pinckney. Another person says, I believe Baez will be on the opening day roster, but he will have a really short leash. If he can't find his bat in 3 weeks, he's done.
You know, that's not a bad take. It's not, because then at that point, you can go to your bosses and say, hey, you know, you wanted me to give it a try. Well, here it is. Can't help you. 1901 Society's not very happy.
Yeah, but see, now it kind of feels like the wings at the beginning of the year. You knew you needed to fire the coach. why are we giving him the added runway? Why not just do it now?
Because this is what people do in this town. This is what these owners do.
I'm just saying, I'd rather not waste the 3 weeks, and maybe that you may need those games to get into the playoffs, but sure, why not? Once again, we've reached a point where whatever.
John in Canton says, Javi needs to be cut, addition by subtraction, and surprise, surprise, Alex Cobb is already hurt.
Whoever would have thought it?
Mike Rico, unfortunately, I do see Baez making this roster come opening day. We need Sweeney, though, to push Baez off the roster, if that's what it's going to take. Just play so well that Hinch and Harris realize it's impossible to platoon Baez.
Listen, if there's – can I just use a round number without, like, being, like, held up here because it's not accurate?
Go ahead.
All right. So just say there's 700 plate appearances for the season. At shortstop, just a round number. Look, Baez is never going to play against righties, ever. Ever. So basically, you can go through long droughts where you don't face a lefty. And if you do, maybe he's just the guy who gives Sweeney a break. I mean, in the end, would you say 75% of the at-bats go to Sweeney? It's sink or swim?
Yeah.
Because again, I think the problem is people think he's something special.
I don't. But I could tolerate a lot with him because he's young, because he still has time to develop. He has time to get better. I think Javi is on the decline. We've seen the best part of him, and it's only going to get worse.
The games that will kill this city are when Torque and Javi are both in the lineup. That's really going to cause some indigestion for people. All right, let's get to the football, and we've got a Lions story to talk. Are you okay? I know.
That's I'm saying with Glaber at second.
Ooh. Oh, boy. David, you went right into the archives for the Outcast. Good for you. Kenny will have to Google who they are. Music, please. It's time for some football. Yes, oh, David.
I wanted to take a shot at this because Adam Schefter put out a 5-team most interesting team list for the offseason, meaning, you know, looming decisions, big decisions, things like that. And I came up with my own list. Now, none of his teams are on my list. I can give you his list if you want.
Yeah, can we juxtapose these to see which of you is more of a bird brain?
Sure, I'll give you his list right now, 5-1.
Okay.
He says the New York Jets are an interesting team this offseason because of everything they have to do. Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, new coach.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that. I mean, because I do think because it's New York and it's Aaron Glenn really having to clean house and start all over again. But I don't know if New York's ready to let him have a fresh start. Like, they want to win now.
Number 4 on his list would be the New England Patriots. I think this is because they have a lot of cap space. T. Higgins is out there, young quarterback, new coach.
I'm going to agree with it because I think as the offseason goes along, the buzz with the Josh McDaniels, and then my guy, right? I wasn't a slappy for Jaden Daniels or Caleb. I was a slappy for Drake May. I think that's a very exciting combination. And Drake May was better than people realize. And you're right. A lot of money there. Feels like it's back on the tracks with a real coach. I agree on New England.
Number 3 on his list, the New Orleans Saints. Because a quarterback decision and new head coach. Okay.
Rico, you take this one. No. I don't give a rat's ass.
Right. I think everybody's interest in New Orleans ended on Sunday.
Correct. With the Super Bowl.
I co-signed with the senator from Louisiana.
Number 2 on his list, the Cleveland Browns. And we all know why. Yep. Miles Garrett.
But it's also more than that. It's the quarterback position, the top 5 draft pick, cap hell. It's the trade. It's all of it. Yes. It's radio gold. So, yes, they should be the top 5. Yes.
And his number 1 most interesting team this offseason will be the Cincinnati Bengals. A lot of free agent decisions. Why? A lot of contract decisions.
Okay. Rico, do you feel strong about this
one? No. That's ranked right up there with New Orleans. Like, okay. I mean, Cincinnati has Joe Burrow. So,
and Burrow said it all. I'll adjust my deal. I want my teammates with me. You know they'll end up keeping most of the guys. Maybe one gets out the door, and that's it. But let's hear David's list, Rico. The big black list.
Yeah, so I have different reasons for it. It's not necessarily because of looming decisions, but it's just intriguing to me for these teams. Number one on my list, it's not a particular order. It's just teams here. Miami Dolphins. You have Tua, Mike McDaniel on his last leg where they're not listening to him in the locker room.
Tyreek.
I think the key thing is the Tyreek Hill situation because he expressed wanting out, and now he's rescinding that idea. But the minute something doesn't go right this offseason, will he be all in?
He literally apologized. You know, here's the thing about Miami. It kind of reminds me, I don't care anymore. Like, I used to, and then now it's just got to the point where you're just dysfunctional. So
wait, so is the are the Dolphins the Javi Baez of the NFL for Rico?
And you just stole what I was about to say, Mike. Yes.
I'm
I was about to say it's like Javi. After a while, it's like, you know what? You are what you are, and I don't expect anything more out of you. Can you make the playoffs? I guess that's it.
Man, I could have given you a good joke there, but too early to get in trouble. Let's keep it moving.
So these next two teams, I'm going to lump them together because I think they can go in opposite directions because of their offseason. One, Carolina Panthers. I think they can take a huge step this offseason. They see and saw how Bryce Young played at the end of the year. He looked okay. Now you add weapons around him, and maybe you take a step forward. Juxtapose that with the Indianapolis Colts. Questions about Shane Steichen and questions about Anthony Richardson. You don't know what you have in him still. They can go the opposite direction.
Rico, take lead on this. I want to see where your head is at with this. I have a strong opinion on one of these situations.
I do think that if the Panthers can get Bryce Young, that guy to really help him out and bail him out, and whether it's you go the T. Higgins route, whether you get somebody in there to, because he improved at the end of the year. I will admit that because I was starting to think he was going to be a bust. As far as the Colts go, Anthony Richardson to me lost the credibility when he tapped out of a game. Because if I'm on that team, I'm never going to forget that. Like, are you okay? You hurt? Nah, I was just tired, bro. I'm sorry, what? Okay. So, yeah, I tend to agree with David's. Yes, I do think that the Panthers have some upside where the Colts, you just kind of look like a poor man's Miami Dolphins.
All right, Colts, it's simple. Defense got to get better. Lou Anarumo has to do it. That defense was morbid. Yes, everything Rico said about Richardson is true. I can't fix that. It's Carolina I have the opinion on. When are we going to start identifying Dave Canales as one of the great quarterback coaches in this league? Guy absolutely turned Baker around in Tampa. He goes to Carolina where nobody believes Bryce Young's going to get turned around. And by the end of the year, here's Bryce throwing a game-winning touchdown against Philly. I can't help that Thanksgiving dropped the ball. The bottom line, dude, Dave Canales is a witch. Thanksgiving. Xavier Legette, by the way, dropped the pass. So, yes, to me, they are on the up. Like, I want to buy stock in the Panthers.
My next team on this list, and this is
the New York Giants.
Nope. This is simply based on the division they play in. I know you're going to be like, what? It's the Los Angeles Chargers. Here's why I say the division they play in. Because, yes, KC is currently king, but there's a lot of question marks with KC. Your offensive line, is Kelce retiring? If he does, do they look the same without him? And Los Angeles fixed their cap issues. Now they have money to go spend and make themselves better. That team's intriguing.
Put this on the board. I don't care. Chargers are winning the West next year. Oh, I don't even know what their offseason looks like. Chargers are winning the West.
Oh, wow.
You said it. I was leaning that way, but you said it.
Harbaugh's real, man. I don't have to like Harbaugh to know he can turn things around. I think, again, like they're going to fix this running game situation, right? And maybe you see DK Metcalf out wide. They have the players. They have the cap. It'll be year two of Harbaugh getting his guys in there. Rico, I'm bullish on it. I am.
No, you are.
I don't have to like him at all. I just think he's a good NFL coach.
No, that's bold. I'm not a big fan of him, but yes, he can coach. But I can't discount until I see the body is cold for Kansas City. Then I'll say it's
that's fair. That's fair.
And then the final team on my list is simply because of what we talked about yesterday, and it sounded intriguing, and I'm rooting for radio. The Minnesota Vikings get Stafford, man, and that just makes it all the much better.
Hold on. All right, now, I agree with what you're saying. I think the fascinating situation will be J.J. McCarthy. Do they go with him? Do they trade him? Does a free agent quarterback go there? But wait a second. Stafford thing.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
No, because this is a different team. Go ahead. Because I think he missed the team.
I was going to say something or nothing. The Giants just hired Stafford's brother-in-law. Come on. Come on.
Until I see Kelly standing in Times Square, then I'll say, you know what? You got a chance, Mike.
All right.
Until she's getting a slice of Sbarro's.
He can afford two houses. She doesn't have to move. She can visit on the weekends.
And they got kids they got to schlep around. And
I don't care about the kids. I'm trying to win games. I'm sorry. Yes to Minnesota. Interesting for sure. They have all the weapons. It's the best spot for a quarterback on the open market in the entire league, if you really think about it.
My list better than his list.
I like your list.
I like your list, David, but I can't believe you buried the lead. Interesting team. Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears, because of all the hype from last year, Caleb Williams, and now you get the coaching prodigy, the Mr. Offensive Guru. Can he do what Canales did in Carolina? Because if he goes to Chicago and does what he did here in Detroit, there, he's truly a genius.
This is why the league works, though, fellas. Think about this. We could keep naming teams. I think Washington's incredibly interesting.
Oh.
Cap space, need to add to the defense. This is why the NFL's offseason is more popular than, say, NBA's in-season. Everyone's got a chance. The rules are tailored for it. Parity is the name of the game. Yes, I'm in on all of this.
No, you're right, because unlike the other sports, there's only a handful of teams you know probably don't have a shot. 25 teams have a shot to winning it all.
That's fair. That's a good number. I'm with you on it.
That is in football today.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.